Matt Bevan joins us now with what's going on around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. It's a bit hard to describe exactly what we're watching happen here with the rolling breaking news story about Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort's meeting with a Russian lawyer. Comedian Stephen Colbert gave describing it a go yesterday.
So, it's not a smoking gun, but it is a gun meeting with a Russian bullet about their mutual desire to smoke.
Stephen Colbert said that about 20 hours ago. There have been about five new developments since then. The big news overnight is that Don Jr. released the emails he exchanged with a music promoter to organise a meeting with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer. The key points in the email chain are, as you mentioned about half an hour ago, that one of his father's former Russian business partners had been contacted by a senior Russian government official offering to provide the Trump campaign with dirt on Hillary Clinton. The dirt would incriminate her and be useful for Trump, and was part of the Russian government's effort to help Donald Trump's campaign. The email said Don Jr. would need to meet with a Russian government attorney in New York to receive the dirt. Don Jr. was excited by the prospect and copied his brother-in-law Jared Kushner and campaign chairman Paul Manafort in on the emails. Don Jr. says he dumped the emails online because he wanted to be transparent, but that's not really accurate.
The context is that the New York Times already had these emails, had already read these emails, had already written an entire story and was about to publish the emails. At that point, the New York Times called up Don Jr. for comment, asked his team for comment. They said, give us more time, give us more time. Then Donald Trump Jr. released the emails on Twitter.
That's CNN's Brian Stelter there. I got to tell you, Fran, the New York Times journalist who has been working for about a year on this story isn't particularly pleased that Don Jr. dumped the emails online. Anyway, here on RN Breakfast, we've been hearing this morning the word treason being tossed around. One Democratic congressman says that the Russia meeting, the Trump Jr. Russia meeting, was a violation of his oath of citizenship. We've heard from former White House counsel Bob Bauer about the seriousness of what Donald Trump Jr. did. But new information has been coming out too. The Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya has described how the meeting played out to NBC.
I could recognize the young gentleman who was only present in the meeting for probably the first 7 to 10 minutes, and then he stood up and left the room. It was Mr. Jared Kushner, and he never came back, by the way. And the other individual who was at the same meeting was always looking at his phone. He was reading something. He never took any active part in the conversation. That was Mr. Manafort.
Have you ever worked for the Russian government? Do you have connections to the Russian government?
Yet. We have had some response from the White House this morning. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave an audio-only briefing.
I have a quick statement that I'll read from the president. My son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency. And beyond that, I'm going to have to refer everything on this matter to John Jr.'s counsel and outside counsel and won't have anything else to add beyond that today.
She really didn't have anything else to say about that.
On all questions related to this matter, I would refer you to Don Jr.'s counsel and the outside counsel. Once again, to repeat myself, I'm going to refer you to the outside counsel. Like I've said, I don't have anything else to add beyond that.
She kind of went on like that quite a bit. She was asked a lot about it and she deferred all the questions. When you were speaking to Bob Bauer this morning, you asked him whether, given Jared Kushner knew about the meeting, his security clearance in the White House should be reviewed. Sarah Huckabee Sanders didn't know whether or not he still had security clearance when she was asked about it this morning. She was also asked about how the president felt about all of this.
I think that the president is, I would say, frustrated with the process of the fact that this continues to be an issue, and he would love for us to be focused on things like Justin mentioned, the economy, on healthcare, on tax reform, on infrastructure, and that's the place that his mind is, and that's what he'd like to be discussing.
In the midst of all of this, the White House has announced that Donald Trump is delaying his controversial visit to the UK until next year because of scheduling conflicts. Good time to announce that sort of thing in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Matt. Thanks very
much.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast.